This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA.
Cotton has certainly been interesting to watch over the last several weeks as we've seen a barrage of tropical storms and hurricanes in the Gulf Coast region. At this point, most of the U.S. cotton bolls are open. 83% is the figure as of October 4th. That's ahead of the five-year average of 75% and also ahead of last year's 81%.
And when looking at harvest,
this could become important as a new tropical storm is brewing in the Western Caribbean, potentially heading for the Gulf Coast region of the U.S. later this week. But for the time being, as of October 4th, we are seeing 17% of the U.S. cotton harvested. That's slightly behind the five-year average of 20%, also behind last year's 22%. And we see a number of states where the cotton harvest is at least 10 percentage points behind the five-year average pace, most notably in Alabama, just 2% harvested versus 16%. Arkansas, 13% of the cotton harvested versus 29% on average. And Mississippi, 17% harvested versus 31% on average. All of those states have been hit by one or more tropical systems over the last couple of weeks. And that has left conditions a bit tough for getting in there and harvesting cotton.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.